Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the newly revamped True Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis from the Pastanya Studios, John McTavish, and from the newly christened Box Press Studios, June Liu. How are you guys doing tonight?
Best app ever.
I'm looking box. Forward to. I want to see someone get like stickers, like on my forehead or on my shirt. You know, like a NASCAR driver get like some. You know, like it's this is all. This is all available. All of this
the
is
whole
available.
Thing.
The whole thing.
So you put a ski mask on it, which is
hell yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah. So I mean, Seth's available. As you can see, Seth's space is still available, and it's filling up fast. But you can get in still. After that, we may have to, like you said,
it's
we
an
may
interview
have to do like
process.
Driver jackets and stuff like that. You know, things like that. Headbands.
Yeah.
You know,
Sponsored
headphones.
Sponsored headphones.
Yeah.
You know, you see this section right here on the microphone, there could be a wicked mic flag right here with your branding on it. It would look super dope.
Yeah. Cover it up. Put something on there, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Anyway.
All right. So it's appropriate that the studio has been changed here because tonight we are talking about the Black & By Drew Estate M81 Robusto. Cigar is 5x50. Comes out of the La Gran Fabrica Drew Estate factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres Maduro. Binder is Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro. I'm going to try to share this up while I'm talking about it. Filler is from Nicaragua and Pennsylvania Broadleaf Maduro. Blended by Willie Herrera. Price point is $9.45. And the cigar was released in November 2022. And just a note, we bought this cigar. This was not any samples from Drew Estate. So as we are buying the majority of what we review now. So just want to make sure that's a note in there. All right. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I had a good experience. Great details, everybody. So that wraps up our review. So I thought I had a good experience. I could get into this aspect later, but typically these collabs with the celebrities, vast majority of the time it fails, especially in the spirits world. But within this particular collab of cigars, I thought it was good. I love cigar. I had a good mix of like spicy, sweet, earthy characters. I got a lot of this like dirt soil, espresso, toasted cedar, and this really sweet like Hawaiian bread. I love that note. I get it in a lot of like, well, in some good Connecticut shades, but to get it in such a like, you know, darker kind of representation of a cigar, it's, you know, it was nice to taste. Yeah. It was delicious. Thank you.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
Who are you thinking? Aaron bought it. Thank you.
No, I was thinking Drew Estate, obviously.
What do you need to thank them for, man?
So, that's true. Free samples.
Listen, this was, I was getting a lot of black pepper, damp, rich earth qualities, bits of tobacco and leather, heavy earth notes. A lot of wood. I mean, it was just Maduro to the core. I mean, it smoked and tasted like it. Some faint coffee notes, medium full in strength. Yeah, you know, it was, that's where it was throughout. Really good draw, though. Really good burn. John?
Yeah, I'm more of a Seth. Interestingly enough, I'm more of a Seth lineup here than a June lineup, which is really weird because you would think, based on the descriptors, this would be right up my alley. But you know, I think it's just one of those things with the flavor combinations. And this reminds me of the old League of Nine versus T52 discussions, where a lot of people really like the League of Nine, and a lot of people really like the T52. And I'm in the T52 camp because, you know, for me, you know, I think the first third was interesting. It was engaging. It had like earth and pepper, syrupy sweetness, sort of a creamy wood quality. And that was interesting in the palate. And then I think as the cigar progressed for me, that earth became a little bit more dominant on the palate. And I'm not really a fan of that. And then I found, you know, there was some chocolate and then that earth just kind of started to take over and the earth and the pepper just became a little bit too much for me. Like I didn't find that really balanced well. I mean, certainly, you know, it's like Garage Days for Metallica. It's a little rough, it's a little wild, it's a little loud. Nothing wrong with that. And then the last third, really kind of creamy earth and wood. So, you know, it was okay. Unfortunately, I did have a it spontaneously went out on me, and I did put in my notes, this could be a surgeon problem. This might not be a Drew Estate problem, because I was smoking it stupidly slow, and so it might be my fault. And I'll, you know, openly admit that. But I did have a bit of a snug draw on it. So that kind of, you know, impacted, I think, the first couple inches or whatever, and then it opened up. So overall, you know, kind of an above average experience for me. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted oak, sharp baking spice, and light floral note. Baking spice transitioned to black pepper a bit later. Then got some baker's chocolate that kind of came in. Final throat saw the toast level increase. You know, I thought the cigar had a good start, you know, kind of fell off kind of as the second, third got going. You know, really bold flavor profile throughout. Nice flavor combination of that first third, but the earth kind of just, you know, brought things down a bit in that second third. Kind of took a step back and kind of just maintained that the rest of the way. I don't know if this is a cigar I'd come back to all that often, but it's got a really attractive price point, especially for it being kind of a collaboration between a celebrity brands in regards to the band and the whiskey. So I could see lots of people liking this cigar, just, you know, based on kind of the flavor profile, that darker kind of earthy profile and the price point. I have smoked the Toro since then. I think I might like that one a little bit better. So, you know, something I might smoke a bit more, but I'll kind of bridge the gap between June and the other guys in regards to the lower side. So getting into the scores, we are going to start at the top with June at 6.62. I gave it a 6.1. Seth gave it a 5.65, and John gave it a 5.6. So June had that 6.62 matchup for you.
Matched up pretty well. I think we should be swapping backgrounds.
There you go. My 6.1 matches up well. Above average flavor profile. I had perfect construction on the one I smoked, so no issues with that. So it gets it's right on that point where like I make that decision, you know, would I smoke again or would I not smoke again? So it's it can lean either way, but you know, maybe. I'll try all the other Vitolas and see what I think. All right, so 5.65.
You know, John made a reference to this being kind of like Metallica, and he's absolutely correct. And if you got rid of Lars Ulrich, Metallica would be better, and then this cigar would get better because Lars Ulrich sucks. So, listen, this was just too much. It was just too much Maduro. I think these all Maduro blends are just too much 90% of the time. I think A-Torrent Triple Play, which is an old one, is probably like the only one that I think really did it right. It becomes monotonous. I wasn't taken away by it. It's just not my cup of tea. And I guess, you know, if some people want to have this quality, then have at it. But I want a little bit more complexity. I want some depth.
Yeah. All right, John, 5.6.
Yeah, it matches up well. And as you said in the construction, I think flavor-wise, this is probably closer to 6 for me. And, you know, like I said, I will take ownership of the stall because that would be unusual for Drew Estate. I mean, I've certainly smoked my fair share of their collection, probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And rarely, if ever, have I had a construction problem. So I'm going to put that on me. But, you know, like you said, I'm kind of torn because on one hand, you know, you would expect a project like this to come out around, especially with the marketplace, $12, $13, and it's sub $10. So, you know, just based on that, I might go, well, I'll try a different size. Just, you know, who cares? And see how it stacks up. So, yeah.
All right. Final thoughts from you guys on this cigar?
Do you know, hey, Aaron, I know you guys just had... what's his name? The
Master Sealer
the Master Sealer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys just had him on Pride Time, right?
Yep.
Do you know how much like Black in general, like they had a hand in this blend? Or did they talk about that?
Yeah, they talked about it. So basically, it was I'm assuming they're gonna say it was JD and it was James and it was the guy from Black, and they kind of sat down, and they came up with this, but we all know that Willie's doing the blending, right? So it's probably Willie. And I think James Hetfield was probably the main guy that was on the kind of other side from Drew Estate that was part of this. So I think that's kind of how it went down. So I think they kind of described some profiles that they were interested in, and kind of Willie whipped up some blends and they kind of tasted them out, and that's kind of how it came together. So,
see, I heard that they got in a fight with Willie on the floor over this shit. You know, it was going back and forth on the wrapper. It got heavy. That's what I heard.
James is still a bit of a hothead after all these years, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, I was telling you, like, especially in the spirits world, like, the celebrity spirits are terrible.
Yeah.
It's because most of the time, the celebrity themselves don't even really drink the actual spirit that they're endorsing.
Right.
Well, and I mean, the same could be said for cigar collabs. I mean, how many over the years, how many cigar collabs have we smoked? And it's like, you know, with the exception of maybe a handful, most of them don't even smoke on the regular. And, you know, the idea that they had any part to do with the selection is dubious at best. So, you know, do I believe that they probably did in this case? Yeah, probably. But, you know, I have been looking on social media and I'm like, I'm looking for James to be smoking the cigar, you know, on Instagram or whatever. And when I see that, then, you know, I think that'll become a little bit more of a realistic thing. But I think until that point, you know, I'll just kind of feel like it's the same kind of collab as most of the collabs, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bar now is set like a Guy Fieri in regards to how he's publicly kind of pushing his own brand, right? And he's open to being photographed or videoed in public with a cigar in his hand, in his mouth, kind of a thing, right? So
you give me a picture of James with the Drew Estate shirt, and you know.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
So I was about to say, the only one I could think about is Guy Fieri's, you know, brand.
It's a huge bar, right? Like, he's raised the bar substantially.
It is, and he did a great job with that, and it's cool. They're still, you know, pumping out more stuff.
You got to remember, we're still in a small window with that release as well. Like, we're at the 1 year mark.
Hit the 1 year mark.
So, like, it's not like this long running collaboration yet. It's just
true
early stages, but it seems to have started strong. So we'll see how that goes.
I think they should go after next? Sorry. Oh, go ahead.
John. No, you go ahead.
Sandman.
No, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan loves cigars.
We talked to Nick about that a little bit.
Foundation's got him locked up tight though.
Yeah, I don't know that he's interested in doing it though.
Yeah. I know he likes his cigars.
Yeah, he'll smoke on his show, no problem. But I don't know that he's interested in like being an advocate. Yeah,
he'd rather have his own brand of ayahuasca or you know some.
He's got his own brand.
There's more things out there.
He's got his own brand with Foundation. It's his own, like, it's for him to smoke.
It's like his own private label.
Right, it's a personal blend.
I didn't know that.
He talks about it all the time on the show now.
Here's the thing about it. It's good. It's probably his own personal thing, and it's good.
Yeah.
But what happens is eventually it's like, you know what? I want to release this to everybody. Mm. And then they tweak it, and then we get shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think what'll be interesting with the Blackened thing, because obviously Drew Estate has a lot of history of doing large projects. So I think what'll be interesting to see is how this project evolves, like whether this is going to be a one and done, or whether they're going to, you know, sort of build on this and come out with something either a different size or a different presentation. Now, obviously, this is fresh out of the gate, so you know I'm not expecting something by Q3, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, how they build on the success of this release, I think.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep, for sure.
All right, wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Blackened is the air.